plans to give you hope and a future. I love the word prosper because that's the opposite of lack. He does not want us to be without. He wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to have more than enough. And then it also says that he wants to give us a future, which means more than where we are right now.
Amen.
So moving forward. So I love this scripture because it talks about God's intent. So we never have to question if he wants us to be prosperous. We don't have to question if he wants us to have more. It's here in his word.
Amen.
Another scripture that I wanted to share is John 10:10. And it says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But I am come that you might have life and that you may have it more abundantly.
Amen.
I love this scripture because we don't have to be deceived anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's Satan that wants to steal our dreams. It's Satan that wants to kill us, keep us from moving forward and accomplishing the things that God has put in our heart.
Yeah.
It says the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah, yeah.
Not God, not Jesus.
Come on, man.
He came to give us life more abundantly,
man.
More than enough, more than settling, moving forward. This message today is just so important to me because we're God's children. We have so much on the inside of us. We only get one life here on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people can we impact by moving forward, by dreaming big, by allowing him to use us to our full potential? So I just don't want you to be deceived anymore. God's not trying to kill our dreams. He's not trying to keep us from moving forward. He wants us to have abundant life. He wants us to prosper. He wants us to have a future. And then the next scripture is Psalm 37:4. This is my favorite. It says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. This scripture, like I said, is a favorite of mine. I stood on this scripture for years. This is a scripture that I stood on when I was believing God for a husband. I was in a relationship that I thought was God, but it wasn't going anywhere. And when God revealed to me that that wasn't who he had for me, I was able to take the promise of this scripture and lay down what I wanted most. Because what I wanted most was to be a wife, wanted to have a godly husband, and the promise in the scripture saying that he will give me the desires of my heart if I put him first, I knew that I could safely lay those things down. I didn't have to worry about if he cared about my desires. I didn't have to worry about if he was going to allow those things to be fulfilled or even if he heard them. This scripture has put every promise, every dream, every goal I had into perspective because I know that it's important to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I put him first, things just started rolling out and it didn't even take as long as I thought it was for him to come around. I also stood on this scripture when we wanted a house of our own,
mm-hmm.
you know, knowing that, Lord, I'm just going to spend time with you. I'm just going to focus on you. And I'm just going to enjoy the journey, like Michelle was saying. Let the process happen.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the journey. And God was faithful to do it.
Amen.
I have my notes here. So now that you know that God is okay with you dreaming, thinking big, wanting more, you may wonder, well, what do I really want? It seems like an easy question, but you may not know what you want past the short term. You may know that, well, I know I'm tired of being single, or you may know that I know I need a better job so I can pay these bills. You may know I need this pain in my body to go. You may know that I'm tired of living with people. I want a place of my own. You may know what you want short term, but have you thought about your future? Have you thought about what God wants to give you long term? In Jeremiah, it says that he's going to give us a hope and a future. So part of the thing that I wanted to talk about today is to encourage you to start thinking about, what do I want in the long term? What do I want moving forward past right now, past this current situation? He wants us to move forward. And so that's one of my homework assignments to you guys, is to take some time while this is fresh and to just go home and pray and get along with God and say, what do I want long term? You may already know. I know a lot of the things that I've already wanted. A lot of the desires that he's already put in my heart, but you may not know. So I want you to sit down and think about, what do I want in the long term? What does God want me to have moving forward in the future. Like I said before, all these things are connected to other people. Mm. So it's not being selfish to want to prosper, because if you're prosperous, then you have more than enough to help others. Uh-huh. You know, if you're just getting by, there's nothing left over to help other people with. So think of it in terms of that. So maybe some long-term desires might be to open a ministry to feed and clothe the homeless, or to own your own business so you can work on your own terms and you don't have to be in the corporate rat race. Maybe it is to go on a series of mission trips helping people achieve their dreams. Maybe it is to be wealthy so you can give thousands of dollars away to help worthy causes and people. And people are doing this every single day. Mm-hmm. How much more us as the body of Christ? So I have this next slide here, just some examples of some dreams you might have, to have a family, to open a nonprofit, to own your own business, to have your debts paid in full, to graduate, to travel the world, to speak to many people. Mm-hmm. These are just some of the examples. I think it's important when you're thinking about what you want is to put a picture with it, mm-hmm. and to actually allow the Holy Spirit to help you to feel it, mm-hmm. and experience it. I believe it's important to write things down, but I also think you need to visualize what does it look like and to let those emotions be experienced in your heart and in your mind. So what does it feel like for me to hold my kids for the first time? Mm-hmm. What does it feel like for me to move into my dream home? What does it feel like for me to know it's Monday morning and I don't have to go to work because I have acquired all of this wealth and I now work for myself? What do these things feel like? So it's important for us to visualize them and to write them down and to just really start thinking about, Lord, help me to see this manifested. Help me to see this past just being on paper.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
So I just have a few statistics. I like slides. So, did you know that there are over 10 million stay-at-home moms in America?
Mm.
There are 1 million mission trips that happen every year. 543,000 new businesses are started every single month. I just thought that was, like, amazing. And I have these up here to show you that these things are happening every single day to all kinds of people. How much more do we have these promises because
Amen.
We are in the body of Christ?
Amen.
The number of nonprofits that are in business have increased 50%. Crisis nurseries, homeless shelters, safe houses for ladies that are girls that have been in trafficking situations. 458,000 books were self-published in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have a big publishing company to fulfill your dream of getting your own book or manual out. And then over here, because I'm fairly young compared to some people in this room, but I'm old compared to others, I wanted to encourage you that this is just not for the young. People are accomplishing these things even later in life. Stan Lee created his first comic book at the age of 61. And everybody pretty much knows how successful Marvel is. Donald Fisher founded The Gap with his wife at age 40, and they had no retail experience prior to that. Julia Child wrote her first cookbook at the age of 51. And Vera Wang started her career and fashion empire at the age of 40. And there's another one that I forgot to put on here. There's a man named, he's an Asian man named, I don't know how to pronounce it, Taiki Shiro Mori. I think that's how you pronounce it. But at the age of 51, he was a professor. And at the age of 51, he started investing in real estate and acquired $13 billion in net worth. So he started at the age of 51. A lot of time in classes or in articles, they'll say, well, if you don't start compounding interest at 25, you'll never acquire enough wealth. He started at 51, and he was able to, you know, build his net worth to $13 billion. You know, part of what I'm up here for today is to encourage you that all things are possible.
Amen.
You know, this stuff is happening. The enemy wants us to believe that these things don't happen.
Mm-hmm.
that this is not a reality. You need to think about what's really going on and not get your head out of the clouds. But these things are happening every single day.
Talk about it.
Every single day. So be encouraged. So now that you know that it's okay to dream, now we need to know, just to clarify that in writing. I do believe, like I said, that it's important to write it down. In Habakkuk 2:2, it says, write the vision and make it plain. Mm-hmm. So we do need to write down what we desire, and we need to clarify it so that we can really know in specifics what we're doing. Mm. Just to say, I want to open a new business, it's not specific. It doesn't give you any kind of roadmap. Okay, I want to open a clothing business, so now I know I need to look at manufacturers. Now I need to know I need to have some quality testing. Now I know I need to maybe trademark the name of my brand, you know. So the more specific you are, the more clarity you have, the easier it will be for you to get where you're going.
Amen.
And like I said before, I encourage you to spend some time with God if you don't really know what you want. Or you don't really have a clear picture of what he has for you, I encourage you to get with him and allow him to speak to you. He's the one that gave birth to these desires, so he's the one that is going to make them crystal clear.
Amen.
And, of course, be prepared to write it down, whether you do it in a notebook or an app on your phone. Make sure you are ready to write down the wisdom and revelation that he is speaking to you. Okay? Once you realize what you want, it's very easy and common to get overwhelmed. It may be like, wow, God, this is so big. You know, I'm already 45, right? Or, you know, I only have this much money in the bank. Or, you know, my situation, or you know, my past, or you know that I've tried this before and it didn't work. I want to encourage you that we depend on the Lord to bring these things to pass. After my favorite scripture, it says, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. Mm. So our dependence is upon him. He's going to lead us into steps and to take action, but we don't make these things possible. He's the one that makes the impossible possible. He is the one that will give us direction. He'll give us wisdom. He'll give us divine connections to bring these things to pass. So just be aware that he is not, he's going to bring these things to pass. It's not for us to figure out the how. Mm. It's for us to be sensitive to the steps he tells us to take and the people he tells us to talk to. But he is the one that's going to bring these things to pass.
Amen.
And with that being said, I want to, because what I said earlier about he's going to be the one that's going to give us direction and give us steps. You may say, well, I already know some of the steps to open my own clothing business. But he is going to give you revelation and wisdom and, like I said, connections on those steps. So he is the one that is going to give us the direction that we need to take in those. So, oh, I forgot to show that picture. But this is a guy here, of course, looking at A to B and, like, how in the world am I going to get to B? But like I said, we're depending on God to give us direction, to give us specific instructions on how to bring these things to pass.
Amen.
And I have backup for that. In Psalm 32:8, it says, the Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and I will watch over you. So here he's telling us that he's going to advise us. He's going to direct us what to do, what steps to take. And it's going to be the best pathway to get there, to achieve those dreams and goals that he has for us. And now you may read this scripture and you may say, oh, well, God, you got this. I told you what I desire. I wrote it down. You got this. I'm just going to sit back and rest and let it happen. But
oh my goodness.
That thinking is not entirely true. He does want us to move forward, but he wants us to take action, but it's going to be by his leading. So we are supposed to move forward. There are specific things that we need to do to see these things come to pass, and he's going to lead us in them. In Proverbs, this is such a good scripture because it just clarifies what I'm trying to say here. Proverbs 13:4 says, "The soul of the sluggard desireth and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent," and then the dictionary, diligent also means hardworking, "shall be made fat or satisfied." I love this scripture because it doesn't say that he doesn't desire it. It says he does desire, but he has nothing, but it's the hardworking that's going to be satisfied and see those things come to pass. Being lazy and making excuses, being passive, will keep things from coming to pass in your life. They will keep things from manifesting in your life. And it's
thank you for your word.
It's not because God does not want us to have them. It's not that at all, but he's going to allow us to participate in bringing those things to pass. It's like the example, a speaker gets up and he pulls out $20 and he's waving it around. He's saying, "Who wants $20? Who wants $20?" And everybody's like raising their hand. They're like, "I want the $20." And nobody comes to get the $20, so they don't receive it. So they desire it, but until they make a step and come and get the money, it is never theirs. So we have to allow ourselves to take action, and he's going to direct us, but we have to allow ourselves to actually take real physical steps towards doing these things and making them come to pass. The desire is there, but it will lead to nothing if you do not take action. And so once we start moving forward, God's going to give you direction. He's going to give you steps. He's going to bring you wisdom. And no matter how small the steps are, keep taking them. In Proverbs, it says, "He that gathers little by little makes it grow." So the more you do little steps, little steps, little steps, that's going to lead to big progress. But don't despise small beginnings. Just follow the process, like Michelle said. Just take little steps until you start seeing these things play out. So once we have clarified what we want, once we've allowed the Lord to speak to us, what are some of the steps that I need to take? Maybe he's only giving you the first step. But whatever it is, I want you to write it down, and I want you to either daily or weekly review that goal and review that dream. I want you to pray over it. Thank God in advance for it happening. Whatever promised scriptures he's given you regarding that dream, speak them out loud and recite them out loud. And then look at your progress. You may have, God may have said, go talk to so-and-so or go fill out this application. And so say it's 2 weeks later, you're reading your goal and your dream, and you're like, oh, wow, it's been 2 weeks, and I haven't even talked to so-and-so. I haven't even printed the application. I haven't even searched for the application. So the good thing about writing things down is it's a visual reminder. It gives you accountability and helps you to stay on course. So when you're looking at and evaluating your progress, you'll be like, wow, I didn't do anything towards this. Is this really even something that's really important to me? Is this really a priority? Have I even taken any step of action? And we don't beat ourselves up about that, but it's a good reminder to say, okay, I need to move forward. I need to go ahead and get on this. It's amazing how an hour or two can pass, and I'm like scrolling on Facebook, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been so unproductive today. Or, you know, spending time, you know, it could be a nice casual conversation with somebody on the phone or even at somebody's desk when you're at work, and you're like, wow, I just wasted time, or I didn't make the best use of this time. I wasn't a good steward of the time that God gave me. So it's just good to be mindful of, are we wasting time? Are we making excuses? Are we scared to take action because we don't really believe that he's going to bring these things to pass if we trust him? So that's what I encourage you to do. I have these steps over there if you want to take them with you when you leave. And so I have an actual example here. So let's say one of your dreams is to open a clothing business. And so these are not all of the steps. It's just an example. I have some ideas for a t-shirt line that I want to start. And so even though I don't want to have a brick and mortar store, I do have a clothing business idea that I have, so I use this as an example. And so these are just some of the steps that I have. So one of them might be to write a business plan. And once you write down one step, then you break it down into sub-steps. That keeps it from being so overwhelming,
yeah.
And that keeps you on track. So that step, that sub-step of that one is research how to write a business plan. Because I was like, I don't know how to write a business plan. So the first step is, in a simple, research how to write a business plan. Another one might be order business cards. That's easy. You know, you can do that quickly. One might be to create a website so people can find your business, so you can build up clientele, so you can have them look at your new products. So some of the sub-steps on that one might be to write content for the website. Okay, I need to sit down and write out what we offer. I need to sit down and figure out a little bio section. I need to figure out how I want the checkout page to look. So that might be a sub-step. Another sub-step might be to register a domain name. Register with the state. Step under that. How do I register my business with the state? You know, and it's okay, you know. In James 1:5, it says, if we lack wisdom, we just need to ask him, you know. And he's not going to rebuke us for asking him. So if we don't know, it's okay to ask. It's okay to ask other people. You know, there's no shame in looking up information or seeking more wisdom. And then another one might be to lease an office space, okay? I need to sit down and figure out how much space I need. And then I need to figure out what does it require for me to get a commercial lease. How much money do I need to have? What papers do I need to show? And then number six might be to create the designs. You know, a lot of that inspiration definitely will come from the Holy Spirit. You know, what do you want to see on these shirts, Lord? You know, what do you want me to do? And then maybe test the quality by looking at different manufacturers, you know. But this is just a simple way that you can start breaking things down so you can have a roadmap and so you can just, like, have a focus instead of being just like, oh, I'm doing this today and I'm doing that. I encourage you kind of to just work in order. So I like to provide that example for that reason. And then a summary of the steps that I said earlier is, so you want to, and I have this over here, you want to clarify your dreams and desires, and then once you do, you want to write them down, and then you want to break that dream down into action steps, like I just showed you on the clothing business portion. And then after you do that, you want to review them daily or weekly. I usually don't remember to do this every day. There's a very good app by a lady named Carrie Seville. She has a Dreams and Goals ministry, and it's called Dreams and Goals App. And so I put all of my goals in there, and I put a picture with each one. And then I look at it every week. But I don't look at it every 6 months, because how am I going to keep moving forward if I'm not even paying attention to it, but every now and then. So review them often, daily or weekly. Pray over them. Thank God in advance for those dreams, knowing that he is going to bring them to pass, as Amen. He said in his word.
Amen.
And recite your promised scriptures. Speak them out loud. You know, don't just read them. Speak them out loud.
Amen.
And then evaluate your progress. Did I research how to write a business plan? And, you know, just be honest with yourself. Evaluate your progress and say, okay, it's time to take action. What do I need to do next? You know? So those are the steps that I have for you. And then I just want to lastly encourage you to be encouraged. We are all under construction. None of us are perfect. I actually didn't want to teach this message at first, because I'm like, Lord, I haven't seen everything I'm believing for come to pass yet.
Oh, my
God. And so I really didn't want to teach it, to be honest. And then I also was like, Lord, there's been many, many occasions where I've been lazy and dropped the ball, and you told me to do this. And he's saying, I told you to do this 3 months ago, and you still haven't done it. So as a result, I really was like, I don't need to be up here telling people to do this, but he told me to do it.
Hey.
So, so I want to encourage you that we all drop the ball and remember Satan that is working to steal these dreams away from us. And to remember that God is the one that's going to make these impossible things possible. We just trust him and move forward. When he reveals to us where we dropped the ball, we can come boldly to him when we fail. We can come boldly to him and say, I messed up. And then we can get the encouragement and strength we need to just start over again, you know. So we don't have to beat ourselves up. We don't have to be condemned. We just keep moving forward. And what I was saying earlier about, you know, you get these thoughts from the enemy. Well, you know you're already 45. Or you know somebody already tried that. Or you know you don't know anything about opening your own business.
Mm-hmm.
When you get those thoughts, that's when you take your promise scriptures.
Come on now.
Speak them out loud. We were talking about this yesterday at women's breakfast about how the more we speak the word and we fight the enemy with the word of God, and the more we speak the word, the less and less those thoughts not only are going to come, but are going to affect you and going to keep you off course. So when these thoughts are coming, what you want to do is you want to speak the word, speak the word, speak the word, which is why you should be reviewing these scriptures often as possible, because this is going to be the strength you need to keep moving forward. And like I said, don't let the past performance or circumstances keep you from moving forward. I mean, God is just amazing. Since I've started really getting more focused on my dreams and goals, I have seen things come to pass. I received a promotion at work.
Amen.
You know, we have dreams and goals for this church, too, you know, that we talk about in our leadership meeting. We were able to get the van last year. That was on our list. That was on our list of things to do. And a lot of the action steps may not be things that you can make happen in your own strength. But
come on, man.
Those are steps, too, trusting in God and just being in the right place at the right time, being sensitive to what he's telling you to do. So I have seen many things come to pass. I haven't seen all of them yet, but this is what I'm doing to stay encouraged and stay focused on them coming into manifestation.
Amen.
In my life. So let's just pray.
Amen.
Lord, we just thank you. We just thank you for who you are, Lord. I just even submit now, even as I'm still kind of like jittery. Lord, I just thank you that you are so good, Lord.
Amen.
I thank you
Amen.
That you have shown us that you desire for us to dream big. You Amen. Desire for us to prosper.
Thank you
desire
Jesus.
For us to have abundant life. You desire for us to move forward and have a future, Lord. You desire all of these things for us, Lord. You want them for us. You want us to have the desires of our heart. We're not confused about if this is what you want anymore. We know that you want it, Lord. And we move forward boldly knowing that it's okay to pursue the things that you put in our heart, Lord. And I just thank you that this seed fell on good ground, Lord. Thank you that they would go home after this, Lord. God, and just take time to write down what they desire to see happen, Lord God. They would review them weekly, Lord. I thank you for giving them the discipline to focus on the action steps that you're telling them to take, Lord, so that they are encouraged, Lord God, and that they will see results, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I just thank you for that. I thank you that we will have testimonies
Amen.
Very soon, Lord, of people seeing
thank
things
you, Jesus.
Come to pass, Lord. We know that you're good. We know that you're good. And we just thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name.
Amen.